Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 710. 710. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline. I said, which German accent? Yeah, I don't know if I probably... I started going German, but I was watching videos with Magnus Mietbo, which is... What was he, from Norway? The climber? Good stuff. Anyway. Yes. Three-legged kitty cat. He is Fox. He's in the other room. He is the feline. He's in the other room, yeah, looking out the window. He's looking out the window. He's checking out the sun, looking at the birds. It's 8:30 in the morning, yeah. Anyway. What a week it's been. I'm recording this on Saturday morning. And I've had a good couple of days. As yeah, I'm drinking more Red Bull, yes, so I can have wings. Yeah. Anyway. I haven't really done much on the wall. I've taped a little. It's gonna be a few months before I finish that. I did work a little bit of overtime this week, but I only worked 4 days as I went to the Blues game, Star Wars game, Thursday night with Shelly Nabina, and it was also opening day for the Cardinals, so St. Louis was kicking. It was crowded, and a 90-plus degree day in... in March. Like, fuck, man. Yeah, it was warm. Good day to put on a pair of jeans and a hockey jersey as I wore my Shen jersey. I let the cat, you know, get in my face while I was laying down last night / this morning. And he's been shedding a lot, got a lot of fur, so I may end up coughing a lot during this episode, as I thought I cleared it out, but as I started talking, I was like, ooh, I feel a little bit still in the throat, as that's fun. But yeah, I went to the Blues game. It was hot outside, but you know, the temperature did drop quite a bit once the sun went down, and you know, it's cool inside the Enterprise Center. They've got ice in there. They got to keep it cool, so I wasn't too concerned. I parked pretty close by in the library lot. That's usually a lot I go with. It's usually about $20 to park there. And it's about a 5-minute walk, according to Google Maps. I didn't time myself walking over there. But it's a short walk. And I know the walk. You know, I know that I remember how to get to that parking lot pretty well at this point. And I got there a little over an hour early, so I was able to get my parking spot that I paid for, so that's a plus. And then I met Shelly Nabina. They parked over at Union Station, and I met them at the post entrance. So we got in there. I got into the building maybe a couple minutes before 6. The game started at 7. And previously, I went to the last season. I had gone to Star Wars night, and I got there just before the game started, and I missed the start of the game because I was waiting in line for the shirt they had that night. And wow, yeah, that line was fucking insane for the shirts. And you know, honestly, I wasn't too crazy about the shirt, but. Thursday night's game, they had the Grogu bobblehead, and it's hard to say because you just see a picture of the item, and it's like, is it going to be worth it? Do I want that? And you know what? I went in line for the Grogu bobblehead, and there was pretty much no line. I went in, got it, boom, got that shit. It was pretty great. that being said, man, I totally dug. I dig my Grogu bobblehead. It's a quality build. And it's now above my puck display case. I didn't get any pucks that night. But I did watch the Star Wars intro, and like I feel like I probably didn't miss that much last season. I'm missing that. I was able to walk around and see several like Chewbaccas walking around in full Chewbacca suits, and they, man, they found some tall fuckers to play Chewbacca. There was at least two of them that were walking around in Chewbacca costumes, and of course there were some stormtroopers. There were some people dressed as Leia. There was there was some people that got into it, you know, which is cool. And I'm a big Star Wars fan, so. And we got, you know, The Mandalorian and Grogu coming out May 22nd. Not a sponsor of this show, but I plan to go see it. And I'm probably going to have to stop this podcast at some point, because I will be getting a text and or phone call about going to help old Jackman move his son Jules. I don't know when that's going to happen. So it could happen in a minute. It could. I may make it through the rest of the show. As he went to go pick a, he's loading up the truck over in Wildwood currently, and I feel like I have a little bit of time before he gets back. I was going to help him unload it once he gets back here to Washington, and so I don't know when that's gonna hit, but I will be prepared. Anyway, Star Wars night, holy shit! We had great seats. We were like 12 seats back from the ice. You know, we weren't, you know, right on the glass, but I mean, we were right behind the goal, 12 seats back, and man, it's so when you sit in that lower level, because most of the time I go to the game, I go cheap seats. I go as cheap as I can go. I go mezzanine. I've been in the back row before, the very back row, which is still entertaining. It's still better than watching it on TV. The craziest thing is I watch so many games now on TV, you know, I'm so used to having people call the plays, and it's weird not hearing the broadcasters as Agent Fox Mulder has shown up. He is now on the desk, coming to say hi. He's wondering what's up. Anyway, I got to clean his eye out. He's going to hate this. He's going to probably bite me. No, he didn't react too bad. Got his eye booger out. Anyway. he's walking around. So far yet he is he's not made any sound. Oh, we got a little lick in. Got a little lick. I think that audio picked up. Anyway. Yeah, great seats. I was debating before the night, because the Tuesday's game was fucking amazing. They played the Washington Capitals. And kicked the shit out of him. There was fights nonstop. Robert Thomas, unfortunately, had, you know, was body slammed into the ice, like head first into the ice, basically. And he did not play during the Star Wars game. I don't think he's seriously injured. But it was a shitty play, and that led to some fighting. And there was also Jimmy Snuggerud, who's been fucking lighting it up. I think he's been having about a point a game, averaging somewhere about a point a game since the Olympic break, and he has just been fucking phenomenal. And he scored a game on Tuesday, and then he got an assist during Star Wars night. But on Tuesday's game, the Capitals decided to go after Snuggerud, because, you know, that happens a lot. You get a rookie that's doing really well, scoring a lot of points. Teams are going to tend to go after him. And they did. They went after Snuggy. And all the Blues that were on the ice went after it, like, got involved. They were like, fuck you, you're not fucking with our boy, which is good to see. Good to see action. And we didn't get as crazy a fights as Tuesday's game, which they had a shutout 3-0. And that was the Hall of Famer. That was Joel Hofer in goal. And I thought Binnington was going to be in for Thursday night's game. And he was warming up and everything. It looked like, I thought, I didn't bother to look at the, you know, who they said the all those, who was going to play in the game. But yeah, Hofer played in the Star Wars game, and he only gave up one goal. He was solid. He had a 914, 915-ish save percentage. Was stopped like 25 of 26 or something like that shots, or 26 or 27. I don't recall. But the game, I mean, it was fucking fantastic. The first period, no score. And then the Blues scored. The Blues scored in the second period, I believe. And it was like 1-0. And then I think the Sharks had scored in the third to tie it up. Is when they tied it up. So don't quote me on that. But holy shit, man. Yeah, that it was a fantastic game. And I went and bought, like, I was going to possibly get a mystery puck where they have them wrapped up and signed. Nabina had said she had seen them out where they had some unwrapped and then some wrapped in foil, and you buy, it's like $30 or $40, I think, to buy a wrapped one, like $20 for an unwrapped one. And they were not around when I went to go look for them. Because when I first got there, I went and got my Grogu bobblehead, and then I went and got food and chicken in, or I guess is what I had, chicken. I don't remember what it was called. It was something of that nature. It was one I hadn't had before there. It was pretty decent. But yeah, when I went to go look for the pucks, they weren't there. I thought about buying one at the normal, like, St. Louis Authentic store, but there was some that were really cool, but, you know, some were pretty pricey, like $40. I mean, these are non-signature pucks. But I knew with those nicer pucks, too, that they'll eventually go on sale. So I could get them online or, like, Rally House. And had there been a special puck for that night, I would have definitely bought it, like a Star Wars-themed puck. That would have been pretty sweet. But there was not. we're just a Sharks-Blues puck. But, yeah, I did buy... Because Tuesday night I was going to get into Tuesday's game. The reason I was going to get into it, because they were honoring Bobby Plager, who was, you know, one of the original Blues, was captain of the team at one point. And I've got his book, Tales from the Blues Locker Room, a collection of the greatest Blues stories ever told, written by Bob Plager, with Tom Wheatley, contributions by Laura Astorian. Great stories in it. And he was just the face of the Blues for a long period of time. Like, nobody bled blue more than Bobby Plager. And you listen to any Blues player that ever knew the guy, or anybody that knew the guy, period. You know, they've got crazy stories about Bobby Plager. And fortunately, he was, you know, still alive and around for when they won the Cup. And, of course, he was one of the people that was out in the ice in Boston that got to raise the Stanley Cup once they won it. And it's been 5 years now since he passed away. So he passed away not too long after you know, they won the Cup. It was in 2020, I suppose. Yeah, when he went. I guess it would have been 2021. Yeah. Well, I don't know the exact date, but anyway. Yeah, they were honoring him on Tuesday night's game, and they put out two different Bobby Plager hats. They had a bucket hat, and I'm not really a bucket hat guy. And they had a trucker hat, and I was really considering buying that trucker hat, and I almost did. But I had forgotten that they had the Dylan Holloway St. Paddy's hat that's just fantastic. I love the look of that one. I was like, oh, fuck. They were both $40 a piece, and I wasn't going to buy both of them. I already spent so much on just parking, food, and what have you. I was like, man. But I'm like, if somebody scores a hat trick later, I might be obligated by both. I did get the St. Pat's Dylan Holloway hat, which I'm wearing currently. I just love the hat. So now I have a St. Pat's hat to go with my St. Pat's jersey. I did have a Cardinals St. Pat's hat, but I didn't have a Blues one. Anyway. Yeah, I didn't get any pucks while I was there. But yeah, the craziest part of the game was, of course, it went to overtime. And it looked like, and the Blues were really, seemed to have the momentum. You know, at the end of the third period, they were pushing hard and trying to get a goal. And it looked like maybe they were going to do it. And then in overtime, they were fighting hard. I mean, they were pushing the Sharks, like, pretty much all overtime. But it looked like the Sharks were going to hold out, that it was going to go to a shootout for certain. Now, we were sitting on the Blues' defensive side during overtime. So we were on the other end. So seeing the Blues try to shoot on the Sharks' goalie, it was harder for see. You know, it wasn't right in front of us. I mean, we could see it. We had great seats. But there was only a couple of seconds left. And I think it was like Broberg to Holloway. I think Broberg and Holloway were out there. And somehow Dylan Holloway just gets in there with 3 seconds left, knocks a goal in, and like that place fucking erupted. I had had a margarita, the Cutwater, which I did not realize was so high in alcohol content. I don't drink much alcohol these days. It was like 12.5% alcohol content. I was like, holy shit. As soon as I started drinking, I was like, oh, I regret getting this. But the third period, because of that, was like, I got a little bit of a buzz. I wouldn't say I was drunk, but I had a little bit of a buzz off that. I was like, holy shit, I did not expect this to be that strong. I did not look at the alcohol content. I know for future sake, if I'm going to do that, get it in like the first period. But holy shit, yeah, I was feeling good for the third period in overtime, and holy shit, it was intense to beat in there when that, I think that was the craziest end to a Blues game that I've been to personally. I've been to a few games that went to overtime. I know that they've won in a shootout. The previous game I went to, which was cool. That was really cool. They were playing Tampa Bay Lightning. That was the only other game I've been to this season. You know, I've been to other games that they've won, but I think that's the one with, like, the nail-biter kind of one. Like, they just 3 seconds left in overtime. You know, I feel like they had a strong chance to win the shootout, but that wasn't as exciting as just Dylan Holloway just out of nowhere. Because, I mean, the guy's got some speed, you know. He gets in there, fucking 3 seconds left, and everybody just like, oh, here's the shootout. And bam, Hollywood Holloway. And, of course, you know, it's because I bought his hat. It's, so... the moral of this story is that I guess I have to manage to find a way to get to the rest of the Blues home games, which I won't be making it tonight. Sorry, fellas. I need to go to a home game and then buy a different player's hat every game. You know, they'll win this. They'll have the winning goal. Because Holloway only did that because I bought his hat that night. You know, that's how that works, right? I'm pretty sure that's how that works. I mean, yeah, it just, I felt on top of the world. I was like, holy shit, this is just amazing. This is, and, you know, walking back to my car was nuts. And just like everybody, well, all the Blues fans that were leaving were excited as shit. We were all just like in euphoria moment. I can only imagine what it must have felt like to be, you know, at one of the Stanley Cup final games. You know, they didn't win it all in St. Louis, but, you know, they won like one or two of the games. I guess probably like two of the games in St. Louis. But, It was pretty awesome, like walking back, and you know, it made me believe in hope. It was a Star Wars Rogue One. At the end of Rogue One, you know, the Vader just goes on a fucking rampage, which is great. But then that's not a good example of how that felt. But I just thought Princess Leia at the end of that, rebellions were built on hope, and it was Star Wars night, you know. But it was just like a shining moment. It was did Rogue One come out after she died? I don't recall if Carrie Fisher had died. She might have still been alive when that came out. But obviously she was CG'd into that, as it was a young Carrie Fisher at the end of Rogue One. that was, you know, I remember in the theater that just being this moment, having Carrie in there at the end. Anyway. You know, the darkness that's going on, like, there's a bit of magic going on with the Blues, which they've been known to have magic, especially since 2019, you know. This is a team, and last season, their 12-game win streak that led to them going to the playoffs, there's still a tiny sliver of a shred of hope for them this season. Again, it would require them to basically win out. They've got 10 games left, I believe, including today's. And by the time I put this up, they'll have either won that or, you know, won it. We'll just say that. Well, that's 20 points. They're currently, I think it's 70 or 71 as of recording this. I mean, I think it's 71. I could be wrong. I think 71. And as I looked as of yesterday or whatever, as of the win from Star Wars night, they're at 71 and... they were 6 points back of the last wild card spot. That might have changed. I don't know if Nashville won yesterday or if they played. I don't know. They could be back to 8. But that being said, they have the possibility of 20 more points, which would put them at 91, which is only a couple points less than the point total they had last season to get into the playoffs. I think they were at like 93, 94-ish. So, I mean... it's fully possible. It is fully possible. There are like four or five teams that really have a shot of making that last wild card spot. And they're all fairly close in points. So it's really going to come down to that last day. But, you know, I believe in the Blues. I'm believing the Bulls. Duh, Bulls. God damn it. Michael Jordan's not around. What the fuck? Anyway, yeah, it was just fucking exciting, and it made me just excited. And even though, like, I didn't feel like, ooh, they are winning, they're definitely going to the playoffs. I didn't feel that. Feel like there's a chance, but it definitely seeing the team since the Olympic break is just like, man, I feel like, of course, I felt like they were gonna be like a really great team this season. You know, at the beginning of the year, and I thought they were like definitely going to make the playoffs. And then the season started, and they did pretty fucking awful at the beginning of the year. They had a very bad year, first half of the year. I've been really lighting it up the second half, but, you know, it did make me feel really good. I'm currently, you know, especially with that game, I'm just excited for the future. I mean, they got a lot of really great young players, and Joel Hofer is fucking, obviously he's the future. I don't know if they keep Binnington, you know, during the off season, if they make a move for him. I mean, he's what, 33, 34. So I'm sure he's got a few years left. I mean, it'd be great if he stayed on the Blues. I love Jordan Binnington, but I mean, Hofer's, right now, he's the starting goalie. He is, has he got like 6 shutouts this season? He's second in shutouts in the NHL. And has, other than like the first month, maybe 2 months of the season, which were rough. He had a rough start, very rough start to the season. And as well as the whole team did. But holy shit, Joel Hofer has been fucking lights out, man. Lights out. It is... It is exciting to see what is going on with the Blues. As I just love some hockey, and just going to hockey games is awesome. Wish I could have gone to more this season. That is the last game I'm going to this season is a Star Wars night. Maybe I'll be able to go to more next season. I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, with the fucking wars that are going on currently and all the awfulness there's economic, we have not begun to feel much of like the war with Iran and just the shit that is going on. Fucking horribleness. I mean, I don't really want to go down that road. There's the Blues, you know, they were just gave me a light of hope. Maybe there is, maybe things can turn around somehow magically. And, you know, it was like, oh, maybe I can win the lottery. Probably not. There's only one in like 330 million chance or something like that for Powerball. But there is a chance. Who knows? Who knows what leads is coming in the future? You know, the Gilded Age, which I think is very reminiscent of what's going on right now in America, where you had the robber barons and tariffs destroying the economy. Very reminiscent. We did come back after that. And, you know, hopefully things will change for the better eventually. As it does, it just seems bleak these days. It seems very bleak. Which is why I love good performances by, like, the Blues, you know. Seeing like that and just makes me somehow believe in magic again. Crazy shit. Crazy good stuff can happen from time to time, you know? I am going to helpfully get that Bobby Plager hat at some point, because Bobby Plager, now that's a just a fucking legend of a man. As, holy shit. This is a cool hat, too, and it's got his signature on it, stitched in, and, you know. If you like bucket hats, they got the bucket hat. They don't have a signature on the bucket hat, but they have his number 5, which is, of course, retired for the Blues. They have that on there. And, you know, I didn't get around to mentioning it last week. This is unrelated to the Blues. But they had, I'm sure everyone is aware of the great American hero, Afro Man. Is you know, won his court case where he was being sued for defamation by the police department there in Ohio. I forgot what part of Ohio he lives in, but he was getting sued. I believe he lives in like a small town in Ohio, and he was being sued for defamation because he's wrote some bangers of. I mean, I love me some Afro Man. I'm not a pothead. But because I got high, that's a la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da da da. I mean, it's it's a banger. I mean, great lines in it too. I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. La da 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 da. I mean, that song is a fucking great song. I think it was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, or Jay and Silent Bob. The first one or whatever may have been when that song got popular. Don't quote me on that. It's been a minute. It was a long time ago, I know, when that song came out. But anyway, yeah. Of course, he had the police coming after him because there was a confidential informant that was... appears to be some kind of crackhead. She, I've seen videos on Afro Man's Instagram with her in it. She's just seems whacked out of her mind, where she claimed one of these police officers forced her to give him head. But she had said that, or she had told the police department, confidential informant, she turned on other people to, you know, get herself out of trouble. And she had said that Afro Man was involved in, human trafficking, I believe, and some other shit. So she was claiming that he's basically Jeffrey Epstein in this shit, which was not true. Not true. Afro Man seems like a really great guy. Again, don't know him personally, but... the cops raided his house, and he had... what a fucking legend, man. Afro Man is the shit. Okay, they raid his house. They destroy his gate to his house and bust down his front door, and... it's all caught on video. Afro Man, I don't believe, was at home at the time, but they have security footage of the cops going through his house. They eventually disconnected the cameras. But apparently they had stole his money, and because he had a bunch of cash. According to Afro Man, the reason why he had a bunch of cash there is a lot of venues pay him in cash. And so they... had put it in evidence bags, and then quite a bit of money came up missing. And they didn't find anything to charge him with any crimes when they raided his house. But, you know, they did do quite a bit of damage to his home. As I think maybe I just got mail. As I hear a vehicle outside. Stopping and going. Yes, it seems like here lately that the post office delivers shit pretty early. So yeah, they raided his house, didn't find jack shit because he's apparently not involved in human trafficking like this confidential informant had claimed. And, you know, cops never end up having to really pay for much of the crimes they ever commit or, you know, doing shit like that. They did not. He, I think, tried to sue them over that and tried to get them to pay. He just wanted to pay for his door and his gate. And they did not do so. I guess he had not won that lawsuit or what have you. But Afro Man did what Afro Man does. As there was a great piece that they did on the Daily Show, and man, Afro Man is a fucking American hero. And anyway, he got all the security cam footage before they cut his cameras, before they destroyed his video cameras. he got all that stuff, saved it, and then proceeded to make videos that are just fucking great, fucking hilarious shit. And unfortunately, I don't have my phone connected, so I can't like play the stuff. Which I guess I could do. I could possibly do that. As I'm sure everybody has probably seen all the Afro Man stuff, but holy fuck, it's fucking lemon pound cake. You got the officer that has now been coined Officer Lemon Pound Cake, that Afro Man has actually called him. And let's see if I can't connect this fucking thing to Bluetooth. I think it's connecting. Oh, it's connected. Good deal, good deal. Let's find some Afro Man. Afro Man. Let's see here. Lemon Pound Cake. Holy shit. This shit is a banger. Because you have... here we go. Here's the official. Here's the official video. I'll try to pot it down before... or while the commercial's going. Because, of course, YouTube has 30 fucking commercials for every video that's a minute or longer. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Because, you know, I don't want Afro Man Sue and me, but here we go. Afro Man, lemon pound cake. This is a... Oh, it's got the... Oh, there we go. It's got the... There we go.
Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake.
Oh.
It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what? Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. Because he got hot.
All right. That's probably played too much. As damn it, my internet is down. That has been causing me issues to be able to like look shit up. And I'm able to use my phone though and just not run off Wi-Fi. As it was supposed to be up by now. I don't know what the fuck is causing the outage. There's no storm or anything going on. I don't know if somebody hit a fucking power line or what happened there. Or they're just Charters, you know, just sucking today. Anyway, lemon pound cake. Under the Boardwalk is the music he sampled there. Of course, Under the Boardwalk. Anyway, that shit, man. Of course, lemon pound cake's not the only one he did. He had some just fucking great ones where he's talking about fucking this other cop's wife. And that's how now he's making millions or whatever from fucking his wife. But in the lemon pound cake video, you get the great deal because like while they're raiding his house, you got the one officer that's sees the lemon pound cake, and it is like almost orgasmic reaction to him seeing it, just like, oh, almost like jizzed in his pants as he sees this lemon pound cake, like, oh man, I gotta get me some of that lemon pound cake. And the reaction is so fucking great. And, you know, he uses this footage. He's made a bunch of videos with this this footage of them raiding his house and just making fun of these cops and shit. And basically saying, just pay me for my door and my gate, which I'm thinking, though Afro Man did have a lot in lawyer's fees, he won the case against the cops, the defamation lawsuit. And I'm thinking he's made some money off these all these songs. And they were pissed because he made all these songs making fun of them. And saying he fucked the one guy's wife and shit. But he's clearly like parodying them, you know. That is, and thankfully he won. And if you watching the court proceedings of them talking to the cops is fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious. The guy that Afro Man said he fucked his wife. They ask him on the stand, did Afro Man have sex with your wife? And his reply back is, I don't know. How can you sue him for defamation? Sounds like he does have some problems at home. I'm betting that guy's wife would probably prefer to be with Afro Man. I mean, I don't know the situation there. But I'd want the real American hero there that is Afro Man. Not the asshole that busted into Afro Man's house on a bogus tip. Completely bullshit bogus tip. Would you think they'd be able to just watch Afro Man's house? And if he was really trafficking people out of there, that he would know pretty quickly that there was, you know, a lot of people coming and going out of that house and that maybe looked like they were, that you would have seen some strange activity, that you wouldn't just go off a fucking CI's tip. But, you know, I'm not a police officer. I do know that lemon pound cake did look pretty hot, though. As, oh man, the testimony in general, like the guy in the Lemon Pound, Officer Lemon Pound Cake, I don't recall his name, was very upset about the Lemon Pound Cake video and that everybody calls him Officer Lemon Pound Cake since this. And that, what did he say, hundreds of people have sent him pound cakes? Which his reaction to it in that video would suggest that he probably would have enjoyed some lemon pound cake. Like, why is that a bad thing? But he was very upset about it at court. which, what's the defamation there? Clearly in that video, you were like orgasmic looking at that lemon pound cake, the way you looked at it and drooled. And just, it looked like he shot a load in his pants looking at that pound cake. But I think, you know, unfortunately now that they are, this has never happened with a sitting president, but they are all of the currency, all the presidents that have been on currency have all been deceased. It's a policy thing, you know, like we want honor the dead. And, they're now putting through Donald Trump's name signature is going to now be on all American currency. So that's fucking, you know, that's something special, isn't it? but I think we should get Andrew Jackson off the 20 and put fucking Afro Man on there with his, like, if you look at him at court in a lot of these videos, he's wearing a fucking American flag suit and American flag glasses. And like, we need him like that and put his ass Afro Man, and don't put his real name, put Afro Man on there in place of Andrew Jackson. I mean, clearly they don't give a shit about the currency if they're putting Trump's name all over it. So just put Afro Man, let's put Afro Man on the 20. Fuck Andrew Jackson, let's get Afro Man on there, you know? And I think that would be fantastic. Okay, Afro Man. For this fucking win in court, that is fucking epic. The way he trolled these fucking cops with the videos, fucking epic. And of course, you know, it's fucking huge. He's gotten millions of views on YouTube and TikTok off this. His Instagram is fucking blown up. And it's fucking great. It's fucking great. And sadly, I was unaware that he was in Marthasville, Missouri, which is, you know, like a 11, 12 minute drive from here. Wednesday night. He was there Wednesday night. And I'm like, I could have gone and seen Afro Man at the outfield, a very, very, very tiny little venue. I could have went and met Afro Man. And not only that, it was Wednesday was my old roommate's son, Ben, his birthday. And 14th, if I'm not mistaken, he's gotten into filming videos, doing a lot of TikToks, YouTube, and he's getting really good. He loves cars. V10 Ben, I think, is his TikTok. And he's gotten really good at editing videos and stuff. And he had heard that there was a Rolls Royce. Somebody had tipped him off that because he loves to just find, he goes to, you know, dealerships like Lamborghini. He went on his birthday, which is of course Wednesday. I did give him a present. I had a Lamborghini sign that was etched, Lamborghini logo that lit up with some LEDs that lit up in red, and turned out to be pretty cool. Even though, like, when I bought it off Etsy, there was they didn't do a very good job of packaging it. They just put one piece of paper in there. I was thankful when I got it that it fucking arrived intact. And when he plugged it in, it did light up. I was concerned it wouldn't, but it worked out anyway. Yeah. So he loved, anytime he knows that there's like a luxury car around, he wants to go film it. And he had heard that a laundromat here in town had a Rolls Royce there. And he's like, I got to go film this, you know, Rolls Royce. So his mom, Tony, and his brother, Marcellus, they all went to the laundromat to go film this Rolls Royce. And fucking Afro Man was there. The Afro Man. because, of course, he had the concert in Marthasville just days prior. This was yesterday, Friday, that he was at the laundromat. So as he was still just chilling out in the old Missouri, he was washing. He apparently had like three of the American flag suits, all the same. And he was washing them at the laundromat, just chilling out in his Rolls Royce, which, fun fact, Ben did shoot a video of his Rolls Royce, and it's pretty fucking awesome. But and he's playing Lemon Pound Cake during the video, and he got Afro Man to like pose in front of the Rolls Royce too. And the plates on his fucking Rolls Royce say Lemon Pound Cake. It is fucking great. It is fucking, I fucking love it. Holy shit. And they say, I haven't talked to them personally about it. I just saw them like post about it on Facebook. I will see them later, so I'll get the full scoop on that. Hopefully I'll have a little bit more details. I imagine there's not a whole lot of details. I don't think they talked to him real long, but they apparently he was really cool with them, and he let him shoot the Rolls Royce. He posed for him in front of the Rolls Royce and shit. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And also, I should mention, the reason why I found out he was in concert, I found out before they saw him at the laundromat. I found out Thursday, the day after he was in concert. I just had me scrolling through Instagram, and somebody had posed with him in Marthasville, and it was this girl that's, I guess, I don't know. Damn it. I don't have her pulled up on my Instagram here. Of course, I saw a video from her earlier, and as soon as I pulled it up, it went to a different video. Unfortunately, I do not know the Instagram. Oh, here we go. Sarah Kraft. That's her name. She's got a little over 500,000 followers on Instagram. I think she's got probably even more on TikTok. She's a big TikToker. She does a lot of food. But she lives over in Marthasville, and I've seen videos of her, what appears to, it looks like it might, oh no, you know what, looking back, I don't know that this is, I thought maybe she lived in my old house, looking at it, no, I used to live in Marthasville when I was a kid, and it looked very similar to my old house, but I'm thinking maybe not. I want to say, I don't know. It might be. It might be the old house I lived in. I'm not sure. As, she's pretty big. No, I don't think that was my old house. It looked very similar. I don't see the outside. The inside looked like it might have been my old house. But it's so long ago. You know, I'd have to see the outside. The outside would be like the back door. Like, I feel like there was a deck on the outside on the sliding glass door, but there doesn't appear to be a deck. Anyway, but she lives over in Marthasville, and I'd seen her somehow. Instagram had decided that I need to see that video, and I was like, holy shit, she was posing with Afro Man. She got to hang out with Afro Man at the concert. She went to the Afro Man concert, and I was like, holy fuck, Afro Man was in my neck of the woods. And I was so disappointed that I didn't know that he was there. I was like, I would have loved to go fucking hang out with Afro Man. That'd be fucking epic. From my understanding, I think he's gone to like Marthasville, or at least around here. Like, he does like smaller venues, which I would think, was I just fucking breathed in a bunch more cat hair. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for jumping back up here. I love you, buddy. It's not your fault. You're shedding a bunch. I know. I'm just dying here. Nothing to worry about. Anyway, I think he's going to come rub against the microphone now. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. I'm not really dying. I don't think. Give it a minute. We'll see. it would have been great to see Afro Man. And Yeah. I'm hopefully we're going to possibly do some board games tonight. We'll see what happens later. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten the text or phone call yet to go help out unloading the truck yet. I imagine that's going to happen soon. But as of yet, no. I'll be, I would imagine, any minute now. I'm just like looking at my phone, like waiting for it. But we were talking about possibly doing a board game night tonight. But last night, I did, Shelly and Abina did come over and we did play Trivial Pursuit. And I swear I used to be good at Trivial Pursuit. Nabina ran away with it. She was answering almost every fucking question correctly. And I did fucking horrible. I think that is the worst performance of Trivial Pursuit I have ever done. I was dog shit. Complete dog shit. And I don't have much excuse me. I didn't get one single pie piece. Not one. Not an individual one. It was fucking bad. Shelly started out rough, and it took him a while, but he made a bit of a comeback, was only missing two pie pieces, I think, in the end. Me, though, there was no coming back. I did get a few questions right, but never while I was on a pie piece one. It was so bad, so bad. Son of a bitch. They brought over some ribs and had some good food. Oh, I did make, I think I talked about making the brownies before, but I did make the Guinness brownies yesterday. As I'm not big into brownies, but holy shit, these just, I mean, there is Guinness in the batter and the frosting is also just like Guinness. And so, I mean, it's just like eating Guinness with a little bit of chocolate. They're pretty good. Like it didn't take too terribly long. I made one hell of a mess when I did it, as I didn't have the best, attachments for my mixer. I should have gotten some, whisk type attachments. And also when I was whisking, which I ended up just using a manual whisk to like whisk up the butter for the icing. Like the batter I didn't have a problem with. I just used a normal whisk, not attached to a mixer. And of course I, you know, the attachments I had for the mixer, it didn't work very well for this. But I had a lot of issues trying to whisk up that butter. The mixing attachments didn't work. I think the issue was I didn't leave the butter out long enough. I needed it room temp. It was refrigerated. And I was kind of in a hurry because I thought my friend John was going to possibly want to go to Mexican after work. And, of course, I didn't go to work. But he never gave me a straight answer on whether or not he wanted to or not. So I figured maybe not. So I went ahead and started cooking the brown or making the brownies. I did have to bake them, and it took me a little bit longer than I thought. But initially, too, I thought maybe it was gonna, like the day, couple days before, I thought maybe it was going to be even longer than what I had thought. But I don't know. I thought maybe I could time it out to where I just got done right before 2:30. But I was it took me a little bit longer than that. And I had quite a mess. But yeah, I should have probably just left that butter out. They turned out pretty good, though. I can't imagine they would. I could have done much better than I did, since I never bake. And yeah, it made quite a few brownies, though. I did use some real Irish butter. The what is it? Kerry from County Kerry. It's Kerrygold, I think, is that butter. It's fucking expensive. I shouldn't have spent so much on butter. The unsalted Kerrygold. And was it the Godiva chocolate or whatever? Giraldi? Whatever the fuck it is. Giraldi? I don't know. It's the better baking chocolate. If you go to the baking chocolate, which I think there's only a couple of options, but I went with the more expensive, fancier brand of chocolate. I'm not big on chocolate, but you mix in some Guinness, and, you know, I'm more on board for that. it turned out decent. I imagine I ate a bunch of them yesterday, and I'm going to refrain from eating a whole lot more of those the rest of the week because I was going to bring some into work. My boss was giving me shit for not bringing her any corned beef and cabbage, so I feel like I got to bring her some Guinness brownies. Of course, you know, I cooked the alcohol out. There's no alcohol left in there. I had to boil the Guinness and let it simmer for quite a while, and so, you know, that cooks all the alcohol out. But damn, it tastes like just straight Guinness, like eating those brownies. Guinness has got some good flavor, though. I also put, like, espresso powder in there. So it's got, which Guinness itself has a coffee-type flavor to it, I would say. And then you throw in the espresso, and it really puts it over the top as far as that is concerned. It really elevates that flavor in it. Which is weird. I'm not, you know, a coffee drinker, but I like shit like Guinness. And tiramisu. Tiramisu's got that coffee taste to it. But for some reason, I don't like coffee. I feel like, you know, maybe I could get into coffee, but I feel like I have enough bad habits to where I don't need to add to that. should probably not. I'm into the energy drinks too much. Although, you know, I've backed off my consumption on that. I stick with the 8-ounce ones, the Red Bulls, with the less caffeine content. And when I do have the higher caffeine now, it's like, holy fuck, I go insane and through the roof and I can't shut up. And, man, Fox, you are really shedding really bad, man. Oh, you're killing me, buddy. You're killing me. I brushed this fella pretty good last night too, and he is just going to town with the hair. It is flying everywhere. How much hair can a fucking cat lose in a day? Apparently it's a lot. It's a fucking lot. It's enough to make a wig. I can make a wig out of cat hair for myself in probably just a couple of days with the fur that he loses. I know that when the one day a week I vacuum, I mean, I fill the container with cat hair. It's insane how much cat hair I pull up every week, and it still seems like there's cat hair everywhere after I vacuum. It's quite amazing. He's, you know, he's a pretty big cat though. He's like 14 pounds, and you know, that's with missing a leg. Not that, you know, a cat's leg's probably gonna weigh much, but he's a big boy. He's a big boy. Domestic cat, that's a large size. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna possibly do some board games later after we help with the move job, and maybe if we do go over there for board games, or if I go over there for board games rather, might bring my guitar and play a little bit, because last time I was over there, we did that. We'll see what happens. I was playing some earlier. I haven't been playing a whole lot, because, you know, I haven't been home a whole lot this last week. I had a lot going on, blues game, whatnot. And overtime. So, you know, it's good to get a guitar in, but I was hoping to do some work on the kitchen walls this weekend, but I haven't touched it at all. Feels bad. I need to get on that. I need to get on my hangboard too. I was doing it there for a couple of days in a row, but my arms were pretty sore at work, so I laid off. Figured it was a good idea for me to not go so overboard. I think, you know, it's just because my body's just not used to it. I need to slowly work into it. I don't need to cause myself issues at work. That's just no fun. But I know that next week I am supposed to go climbing again. I imagine that will happen. We'll see what happens. I still haven't bought climbing shoes. I was so close to getting some off REI's website So they have a lot more options than they do at the store. I did mention last week about, I think it was last week or the week before. And I did mention about going to REI and whatnot. But yeah, I did not buy any off their website. I want to try some different shoes and really before I, you know, that's a big commitment. The climbing shoes are expensive and I want to make sure they're shoes I'm comfortable with and that I like before buying them. Though there was some good deals on REI's website and ones that I thought maybe would be a good idea. But I just couldn't pull the trigger. So, you know, hopefully, I don't want to do the rental shoes again because I did get the athlete's foot. So I had to, like, really get that tenactin going on to get rid of that. And, it's just gross wearing rental shoes. And I was wearing socks with it, you know. But, I don't want no fungus, you know. So I want the shoes. So next, I guess after that, I'll have to get a harness. That way, I get a harness. Then when I get really serious into hangboarding, I could then hang weights off the harness, which that seems a long ways out. I don't know that I'm ever gonna get to the point where I'm hanging weights off me to the hangboard. I feel like my own weight is enough. Way in the range of 170, 174, hover around that area, 174 pounds-ish. Fluctuate a little bit. As I've gotten back into running, though, and which is another reason why I haven't been home a whole lot, that should maybe drop that weight a little bit, which should theoretically make hangboarding and climbing easier. Less weight to pull up. But we'll see. Only time will tell. Sorry, buddy. Your cat hair. Your cat hair is getting in my lungs, dude. Your saliva. Your saliva. That's the part that really gets me. It sticks to your cat hair, and then it gets in me. Anyway, I guess that's really all I've got for today. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.